வணக்கம். யூ ஆர் லிஸ்னிங் டு ஆரபிள் ரேடியோ. திஸ் இஸ் த தமிழ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் ஸ்போக்கன் தமிழ் ப்ரோக்ராம். த பாஸ்ட் ஃபைவ் வீக்ஸ் வி பீன் லேர்னிங் வேர்ப்ஸ் அண்ட் வி பீன் லேர்னிங் ஹவு டு கன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ட் சென்டென்சஸ் வித் தெம் அண்ட் ஹவு அந்த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் த வேர்ப் இன் சிம்பிள் டென்சஸ் அண்ட் ப்ரோக்ரெசிவ் டென்சஸ். Today we will see four more verbs, four new verbs. The first verb we will see is vai, V-A-I, vai. Vai is a very dynamic verb. Vai means keep, to keep. So to keep things in a place, to keep a secret. So in English, the verb keep works slightly differently, and in the Tamil, vai behaves differently. So the Tamil vai is also can also be an auxiliary. It's also an auxiliary to other verbs. So first let's see how vai is used in everyday context. So when we say vai, the first thing that you can think of is when making something, making a dish, especially curry, fish curry or any sort of sauce. The Tamil curry, kolambu, is the word for sauce. So kolambu, we say kolambu vai. That means make this. Mean kolambu vai. That means make fish curry. Mean kolambu vechen means I made fish curry. So this way of speaking is prevalent in many parts of Tamil Nadu. Vaippen is future tense. Vai belongs to the second group of verbs in Tamil. And all group 2 verbs in Tamil, in their future stem, it ends with ka, vai ka, vai karen. In present tense, you will always use the infinite, the future stem, which is vaikaren. I am making this curry. The second usage of vai is also when they organize something. When they organize or arrange. Say they arrange, a person arranges, organizes or make arrangements for his daughter's wedding. And he is going to, he's inviting someone. He will say, என் பொண்ணுக்கு கல்யாணம் வச்சிருக்கேன், எங்கள் பொண்ணுக்கு கல்யாணம் வச்சிருக்கோம். ஸோ தட்ஸ் அ வே ஆஃப் ஸ்பீக்கிங். இட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ யூஸ்ட் இன் த நார்மல் சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிளேசிங் திங்ஸ் ஆன் அ சர்ஃபிஸ். வை மீன்ஸ் டு கீப் திங்ஸ் ஆன் அ சர்ஃபிஸ், டு கீப் இட் ஆன் த டேபிள், டு கீப். ஸோ வேர் டு யூ கீப் மை கீஸ், என்னோட சாவி எங்கே வச்ச, வேர் டு யூ கீப் மை கீஸ். I left my keys here. Na inga saviya vechen. So keeping things, placing things, making things, all of them, organizing things, all of them can be expressed by this verb vai. It is also, as I mentioned earlier, it is also used as an auxiliary where you can say things like solli vai. Sollu is say, speak, tell. And along with that, when you say solli vai, it means it can be used when you want to fix something or organize something or make arrangements for something. In a sense, I want a good I want a good phone, a second-hand phone, and I'm spreading the word for it. So if somebody comes to know that they have a phone, they will let me know. So I have told people that I need a phone. I'm looking out for a second-hand phone. So சொல்லி வச்சிருக்கேன். So the வை becomes an auxiliary. பாத்துவை is also arrangement. Like you can say, பொண்ணுக்கு ஒரு நல்ல பையனா பாத்துவை. வீட்டுக்கு வேலை ஒரு நல்ல ஆளை பாத்துவை. That means பாத்து is see and install, keep. So when you are looking for an employee for your organization, you need to know that if that employee will be efficient. So you need to inquire, you need to look into the person's background, the biodata. So பார்த்து வை is பாரு, first you see, and வை is install or keep. So these are the usages of வை. So in present tense it will be வைக்கறேன், past tense வச்சேன், future is வைப்பேன். Progressive tenses are வச்சிட்டு இருக்கேன், வச்சிட்டு இருந்தேன், வச்சிட்டு இருப்பேன். The second verb we will see today is எடு. எடு. எடு means take. Take. So எடு again is used in many ways which that are not that will be that are not used the way it is not used in English. So there are many ways to take. In English we use take for to take a picture, to take risk. In these ways it is used. ஒரு photo எடுக்கிறேன், ஒரு photo எடுத்துக்கலாமா, may I take a picture, may I click a picture. எடுக்கிறேன் is present. எடுத்தேன் is past. எடுப்பேன் is future. எடு is also a group 2 verb. I'm taking medicines. நான் medicines எடுத்துட்டு இருக்கேன். I am taking progressive. I was taking medicines. எடுத்துட்டு இருந்தேன். நான் medicines எடுத்துட்டு இருந்தேன். அவன் ஒரு படம் எடுக்கிறான். இஸ் ஷூட்டிங் இஸ் மேக்கிங் எ மூவி, மேக்கிங் எ பிக்சர், டேக்கிங் எ பிக்சர். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் த வேர்ப் எடு. Another verb, the third verb that we will see is kudu. Kudu means give. Give. Kudukaren is I'm giving. Kuduten is past tense. If you see the similarities between yedu and kudu, they follow the same. Whenever this in Tamil, when the verbs are sounding the same, they will invariably follow the same rules. They will share the same past tense marker and they will have the same rules. They will also be in the same group. So எடு is also group 2. எடுக்க is a future stem of the imperative எடு. ஒரு நல்ல we also take use எடு for buying things. தீபாவளிக்கு புது ட்ரெஸ் எடுத்தேன். புது ஷர்ட் வாங்கினேன். வாங்கு இஸ் பை, எடுத்தேன். இட் இஸ் ரீப்ளேஸ் பை எடு. வி டுக் நியூ க்ளோத்ஸ் ஃபார் தீபாவளி. ஸோ எடுத்தேன், துணி எடுத்தேன். ஐ பாட் க்ளோத்ஸ். துணி எடுத்தேன் மீன்ஸ் ஐ பாட் க்ளோத்ஸ். துணி எடுக்கிறேன் மீன்ஸ் ஐ எம் பையிங் க்ளோத்ஸ். துணி எடுக்கணும், தீபாவளிக்கு துணி எடுக்கணும் மீன்ஸ் ஐ மஸ்ட் பை, ஐ மஸ்ட் ஷாப் ஃபார் நியூ க்ளோத்ஸ். So that is எடு. The next interesting verb today is we are seeing is போடு. போடு. POD, போடு. Now this sounds very similar to எடு and குடு, but it is not a group 2 verb. It is not in the same family. It is group 1 verb. podu means to put. Put. Keeda podu, drop it. Keeda means down. Podu means put. Drop it down. Keeda podu. Keeda podada means don't put it down. Don't drop it. Now another interesting way of using podu in Tamil is when we make coffee, we say coffee podren, tea podren, I'm making coffee, I'm making tea. So podu is used in this context, making coffee, tea. Just like how we use vai for making kulambu, curry, for podu is for coffee, tea and things like that. Coffee podren. Coffee powder tuma, may I make some coffee for you? So present is podren. Past of podu is tea. Poten, poten. Poduven is future. As you all know, if you're following the lessons, group 1 future tense is always vi. Poduven, I will. Potittu irukken is progressive present. Potittu irundhen, past. And potittu irupen, future. Progressive. This progressive future is a very interesting thing. Because when the subject is first person, yourself, the meaning would change. Potittu irupen would mean I would have done it. But when the subject is third person, then it becomes the sentence, the grammatical mode changes. It becomes like you're guessing that they would be doing it, that someone would be doing it right now. So when you say potittu irupan, that means he would be, avan coffee potittu irupan. It's 3 o'clock now. Right now, he must be making coffee. So that's how the future progressive works in Tamil. You can apply that to all the verbs that we have learned in the past 5 weeks. So the verbs that we saw today are vai, yedu, kudu, and podu. Today, I would like to give you one more verb, which is a verb that goes with all the other verbs, which is paru. Paru means see, to watch, to look. Now when paru is used, it is used along with other verbs. You put paru in front of other verbs in its past form, with its past tense marker, which is th, paathu, then you can tell people to be careful. That's how you tell people to do things carefully. It's walk carefully, run carefully, drive carefully, speak carefully. So you say paathu. That means pay attention, look, and do. Paathu pannu means do it carefully. Paathu pesu means speak carefully. Paathu ootu means drive carefully. Paathu nada means walk carefully. So, and paru can be used after a verb. When it comes after a verb, it can become when you are trying to tell people to try out something. How do you say when you try and see? You tell people try this and see. No? So that's a suggestion that you're making. So, panni paru means do it and see. Solli paru, try telling them this. Sollu say. Vangi paru, buy it and see. So paathu, when it goes before a verb, it means careful. When as an imperative, when it comes after a verb, it means try it and see. So that's all we have for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Keep practicing, keep listening to the lessons, and If you have any doubts, you can reach out on linguaexpress2020@gmail.com, linguaexpress2020@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.